Lectures on Human Rights. A recent UN-backed human rights report critical of Cuba came at a wonderful time. Cuban President Fidel Castro, at a vast May Day celebration in Havana, gently but soberly criticized both Mexico and Peru for their joining with the U.S. in the diplomatic attack on Cuba for her treatment of U.S.-backed dissenters there. While President Castro did indeed criticize those countries, he heralded Mexico's long and proud history of independence and a revolution against Spanish imperialism. Within weeks of President Castro's remarks, Mexican and Peruvian ambassadors were recalled from Havana, an act applauded by the U.S. State Department. Within days of that applause, however, came the pictures from the dark corridors of Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq. Almost instantly, a hush settled over Washington. Just hours before the horrific and humiliating pictures from Abu Ghraib were made public, U.S. President George W. Bush took to the fundraising stump to announce that torture no longer happens in Iraq because we removed Saddam Hussein, and he robotically repeated his refrains about the Iraqi regime's rape rooms. Then came the flicks from prison of grinning U.S. soldiers torturing, beating, sexually humiliating, hooded, naked Iraqi men with whispers of rapes in the wings. American claims to the right to lecture others on human rights rings hollow in its sheer hypocrisy. Bush exclaims, "This isn't an America I recognize." Really? One wonders if this transplanted Texan ever bothered to study how it was carved out of Mexican land, or for that matter, how much, perhaps most, of U.S. land was stolen from Indian territories. Perhaps not. It is precisely this oddly American form of national amnesia that allowed Abu Ghraib to happen and that prepares Abu Ghraibs to come. It is precisely this racist, xenophobic blindness that assures us that those seven or so guards did it alone, and that allows us to whitewash this scandal. About 7 years ago, this prison was rocked by scandal. SCI Green. Over a score of guards and several ranking officers were implicated in an orgy of racist violence and abuse of handcuffed prisoners. Many prison guards were fired, and several were demoted in rank. Months thereafter, however, arbitrators had the vast majority, if not all of them, back at the job, albeit at other prisons. Took time, but perhaps a year thereafter, the whitewash was complete. Is it therefore surprising that one of the guards at the heart of that scandal plays a repeat at Abu Ghraib? Already, within days of the news, the skeleton of a whitewash can be sensed. Isolated incident, limited to seven or eight guards. The guards were untrained, etc. These are the clothing with which to dress this whitewash. Meanwhile, the U.S. architects of the anti-Cuban resolution are hoisted on their own petards. The images from Abu Ghraib, where Americans practice the human right of humiliation. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.